This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
Welcome back, folks, to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. You can follow me all over social media at GolfUnfiltered. And you can reach me by email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. Just want to remind you folks that we are part of the THP Podcast Network, along with our friend Dan over there at Off Course. Be sure to go and subscribe to the THP feed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, anywhere you find podcasts. You can also listen to us on the hackersparadise.com as our main hub. And of course, you can usually find me on the golf course or driving range playing things from our friends over at Cleveland, Srixon and Zegzio. A lot of exciting stuff coming up for them here in the U.S., and I'm going to be sure to cover all of that and all of those new products here very shortly. How's everyone doing out there? Are we all kind of hanging tough, getting through this last stretch of 2020? Yeah, I've kind of had to take that attitude to say, you know what, the finish line is in sight. We just have to get past it. We have to get ourselves into perhaps a new and better golf season next year in 2021, because I got to tell you, mine is rapidly closing. Temperatures are dropping just ever so slightly, it seems, week to week. We're going to probably have a good week coming up here in the 60s where I might try to sneak out and maybe play nine holes at least. But I think if you're like me and many other golfers around this world here, you probably learned a little bit about your game. And I know that a lot of golfers struggle, particularly in the short game, believe it or not. It's kind of the one funny element of this game, is it's the only part of the game that is completely free to practice. You know, you can literally do it anywhere with enough space. And yet, not enough people pay attention to their short game. Well, I know I learned that about myself this year, and thankfully, I was able to work out a few kinks. But for those of you who are looking for a little bit more forgiveness in your short game, and I'm thinking and I'm talking specifically about your wedges, well, today on the show, I'm going to go through in depth my experience with an exciting new product from Callaway Golf. It's the Mac Daddy CB wedges. And of course, CB stands for cavity back. What? Cavity back's in a wedge? What are you talking about? Well, it is not a new concept here, folks. There's a lot of organizations, a lot of OEMs that are doing this, a lot of brands, I should say. And we're going to dive deep into this after a quick word. So hang tight. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. No big hype, no big price, but definitely a big deal. Take advantage of their factory direct model where you cut out the middleman and get the best products shipped to your door direct from the company. They've got a demo program to try out their products before you buy, a trade-up program to get these clubs in your hands even quicker, and special financing where you can split your payment into four to make these clubs even more affordable. Go to benhogangolf.com to learn more. All right, folks, welcome back. And as I said, today we are reviewing the exciting new Callaway Mac Daddy CB wedges. And I had the chance to spend some time with two of the wedges, a 56 and a 60, just recently, and did a nice little practice session with them. Hadn't had the chance to get out on the course to play a full round with them yet, but I got to tell you, even in my brief time with them, I truly appreciate what Callaway has done with the Mac Daddy CB. And so we're going to dive deep into some of the details and some of the reasons why you may want to consider a cavity back wedge, a more forgiving wedge in your game. And I got to tell you, I was not a believer back in the day. You know, and as I said at the top of the show, this is not a new concept. A lot of different brands have tried adding a little bit more forgiveness to wedges, sand wedges, lob wedges, what have you, for years. I just never had the chance to really try them until recently. In recent years, I played an entire season with some very forgiving wedges from another brand. And my wedge play just went up exponentially. I know that sounds like I'm feeding you guys a line, but really it's true. I could not hit a wedge shot prior to that. And I was playing your more traditional, you know, bladed style wedge. something that doesn't have a lot of meat on the sole, you know, nothing in terms of a cavity back behind the club, behind the ball rather, on the club. And I was losing distance. I was just, you know, we don't all hit the center of the club face. You've heard me talk about this a million times on this show. And so whenever I would pull a wedge out, even just around the green, little chip shots, and think about all those shots that you use and are, you know, forced to hit during your round of golf and how many strokes you can save if you were actually able to accomplish that, what, 50% more of the time? Well, that's where something like the Callaway Mac Daddy CB wedge comes into play. So let's dive deep into the appearance of the club, into the tech in the club, and I'm going to try to keep things pretty high level here, folks, because you can go out to CallawayGolf.com and learn all about just the finer points of the technology and the science and the design that went into the Mac Daddy CB. But really, right out of the gate, the first thing you're going to notice, and I'm holding one right now in my hands, of course you're going to notice some of the things that, you know, they're advertising the most. It's going to have a wider sole, and it's going to have, you know, certainly a cavity back behind the club here. But also, there's going to be a little, it almost looks like a black, you know, bar with, you know, the Mac Daddy, and you're going to see the pictures here on the website as well as in the show notes. But there's this black mass that will sit behind the golf ball very low on the face, you know, right behind you to help get the ball up in the air. And of course, it's going to really help with spin and all those other factors that we hear so much about. Center of gravity, launch. You know, there's a lot of tech in here as well to keep the club head stable throughout impact. And we're talking, of course, about moment of inertia or MOI. And then, of course, on the face of the club, you're going to notice full face grooves. Another concept that is being shown and used in other brands as well as, you know, perfected by Callaway over the years, the full face design is something that, you know, you're really going to appreciate, especially for those of us who don't hit the center of the club face all the time. How many times do you hit a chip shot and you look down, you've got the grass mark or the impact mark towards the toe? God forbid if it's near the heel. Well, a full face groove design is really going to help mitigate those poor shots and give you more spin regardless of where you make contact. Now, there's, of course, additional features here in the Mac Daddy CB, including this concept where, you know, a lot of brands and players specifically are transitioning from just a full set of one type of iron, but now they're going into combo sets. You know, this is something that I've toyed with in my bag as well, and I may do it again for 2021. But the Mac Daddy CB wedges really offer this seamless transition from the cavity back irons that you may be considering, regardless of brand that you play. And of course, you know, this just really instills a certain amount of confidence for people who might play cavity back irons for a specific reason. And let's face it, if you do, and you know, I'm raising my hand here, I do as well. I know we've had a lot of laughs about what irons I've had in my bag over the years. But if you play those types of clubs, you're probably looking for more forgiveness. You're looking for just a little bit more distance, and you're looking certainly for more consistency. And then to go into a similar build in your wedges, well, that common thread is there. You remain consistent in your club's performance, regardless of what club you're hitting. And let's face it, if you're actually getting a little bit more distance out of your driver, for example, and you're now hitting a sand wedge or a gap wedge into the green as opposed to a, you know, an 8-iron, 9-iron, wouldn't you want things to kind of feel the same when you're hitting your approach shot? I think the answer is yes for all of us. And, you know, I'm just going to take a moment really quick to dispel any myths that you might have off the bat or, you know, just any concerns you might have regarding how this club looks at address. When some players hear cavity back, they think chunky. Or they think, you know, too much is going on behind the golf ball. And I got to tell you, while the top line of the Mac Daddy CB wedges, and really any wedge of this caliber, or category, the top line's a little thicker, but it's not off-putting. I mean, you're not looking at, you know, a hubcap behind your golf ball by any means. And the same is true here with the Mac Daddy CB. Look, it sits very nice at address. You're looking at something that, like I said, is just a little bit thicker at the top. But you know you've got a lot of design and a lot of tech behind the golf ball. I keep saying that, but I want to just really emphasize the amount of forgiveness that you're getting out of this club. You know, and of course, Mac Daddy, and you know, it comes with two different sole grind options. You can get different lofts. The sole grind's going to be, you know, a full sole in the lower lofts, you know, which is going to create this iron-like turf interaction that goes back to what I mentioned earlier. If you're used to a certain feel and impact with your irons, it should carry over into your wedges. It's just something that makes a lot of sense, but really something that we don't think about all that often. A couple other features here in the Mac Daddy CB. You know, Callaway is really looking at how you can enhance your control as well as your spin in your short game, and they've got their Jaws technology, which makes a return. It's their groove design that, you know, is, according to them, delivers precise edge sharpness on every groove. And really, this is going to help you just grab the golf ball a little bit better and a little bit longer. It feels like the golf ball stays on the face forever with these wedges, which is a good thing. And that's really going to promote a lot more spin on the green, regardless of, you know, length of shot or lie that you're hitting from. And of course, as most clubs in most OEMs these days come with, you know, they come with premium shafts and grips, of course, and we'll talk a little bit more about those here in a second. Okay, so we can talk about features all day long, but you guys want to know, how does this club perform? Took it out to the driving range, as I mentioned, took it out to the practice area, the short game area at a course nearby here. And, you know, having played cavity back wedges in the past or tried them, one of the first things that you're going to notice is probably a little bit of a boost in distance. Now, that's not typically something that you're looking for right out of the gates with a sand wedge, for example. You know, typically I will probably hit or carry my 56 degree wedge, you know, around 90 yards, for example. You know, if I catch it really good, that's how far it's going to fly. With a cavity back wedge, and I saw the same here with the Mac Daddy CB, I probably squeezed maybe 5 more yards, maybe sometimes even 10 if I really caught it and flushed it on a good lie. And so you have to kind of account for that. Let's not forget, folks, we're not chasing distance with sand wedges, gap wedges, or you know, lob wedges, certainly not. We're looking for accuracy. You know, when we talk about dispersion, we think a lot about, you know, left or right dispersion, but you really have to figure out that short and long dispersion as well. So these wedges are something that you have to get used to, put some time into in order to get this, you know, these distances dialed in for you. Now, for me, in my experience with the Mac Daddy CB, I also saw a little bit higher launch with these wedges. Now, that's something that's to be expected, of course. If you're going to put a little bit more ball speed on any club in your bag, you're probably going to see some other metric go up. Everything works together in balance, of course. And for me, with these wedges, I saw a little bit higher ball flight than I normally would have expected for a typical 56. I'm not talking, you know, mountains of difference here, just enough to where it was noticeable as I saw the ball flight. Now, why is that important? Well, for a few reasons. One, if you're playing on a particularly windy day, you might want to account for that. If you're trying to hit different, you know, heights of shots, even with a sand wedge or a lob wedge or a gap wedge, you're going to have to account for that too. And so, again, minuscule differences here that really, as you go throughout your round, you're going to see all of them add up. You're going to have to get used to these things. You're going to hear me say that a few more times in today's episode. You have to put the work in. And as I mentioned at the beginning, why wouldn't you do that? It's the one free thing that you don't have to pay for in order to go practice, and that's your short game. Aside from that, aside from making those adjustments, of course, everyone wants to know, well, how did they spin? Were you able to control things around the green? Were you able to see a difference in, you know, with the Jaws technology on the grooves, with the full face grooves, all those things? The answer is yes, but it's going to be completely relative to you as a player. And I know that when, you know, you listen to other shows or you read reviews on clubs, a lot of times they say, well, for me, it did this. You know, results are not typical. Well, unfortunately, that's just kind of the name of the game here, folks. And I'm going to do the annoying thing right now and say, for me, I did see a boost in spin. You know, there's just no two ways about it compared to what I currently have in my bag. And that's another thing that you have to take into consideration. You know, I think a lot of players, when they, you know, particularly new players who haven't been in the game long enough to really understand the ins and outs of the benefits of seeing a ball hit the green and spin back. Everyone wants to do the cool thing of spinning a golf ball back. You know, hell, I like doing it. But you have to really account for that as well. You know, if you are accustomed to, you know, playing to the middle of the green, for example, and that ball's going to spin on you, you have to know, you know, where it's going to go. You have to really know the contours of the green. Hopefully it's something that comes second nature to you, or at least you pay attention to it if you're playing the same golf course day in and day out. But another thing is, if you have a tendency to come up short in your wedges, that's not going to help you that much either. So we're always told to keep the ball below the hole. In some instances, that's not always the best play. I'm sure there are some listening to this, and you know, you golf course architects out there, you GCA enthusiasts are probably saying, oh, you got to play to the blah, blah, whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about what you're used to in your game and what you're going to see, particularly with a wedge that spins the ball a little bit more. I saw that with the MacDaddy CB. I saw that there was an increase in spin. When I went on a launch monitor, I saw that my spin numbers went up, as well as my launch and a few other things. So you have to account for all of these things, and that just gets back to what I've been hammering in this episode, and that is that you have to spend a lot of time with these. Highly recommend that you do so at a practice area, whatever, hell, in your backyard, before you bring it out to the course. It's just going to better prepare you for the type of characteristics that you're going to experience with a wedge like the MacDaddy CB. Okay, so the benefits here, and I know that kind of sounded a little negative, but the benefits here they far outnumber any of the small adjustments that might take some time that you have to put in. You could spin the ball basically out of any lie, at least in my experience. Fairway, certainly. Rough, wow. I saw so much spin compared to what I would have anticipated out of heavy rough. I mean, the golf ball was stopping. It was incredible. And I know that you could probably get that from just keeping your grooves clean. But the way that the sole just cuts through the turf, the way that the ball just gets up in the air out of pretty much any lie. I mean, bunkers, that's an entirely different animal that I'm going to get to here in a second for different benefits. But spin is really the name of the game here with the MacDaddy CB. Everyone talks about forgiveness. Everyone talks about, you know, some of the things that I've mentioned already. But in my opinion, the amount of spin that you get with these wedges is just really worth the $129 that this is retailing for. You go out, see a difference for yourself here. Back to bunkers really quick. You've heard me talk about this in past reviews on different products. You know that I struggled out of the bunkers for a very long time. I think that's pretty common for players of any caliber. Hell, you see people on tour not really loving going into the bunker, which I always find funny. Just a quick side note, you know, you watch, you know, a telecast, you watch a tournament come down to the wire, and there's, you know, no, he wants to hit it in the bunker, or she wants to hit it in the bunker. They love it out there. I don't know. Does anyone really believe that? I mean, there may be some instances where playing to a bunker is a lot better than, you know, or maybe a better angle, or not short-sighting yourself or whatever, but I don't know. Does anyone like being in the sand? Maybe Gary Player. Isn't he widely known as the best bunker player ever? Anyway, players are going to see the biggest benefit out of the sand with a cavity back wedge, all right? And let's just be honest, it's not just with the MacDaddy CB. Certainly, this wedge just makes it almost like cheating to get out of a bunker. I mean, the wider sole, you know, and of course, you know, those of you who listen to this know that Callaway has the Sure Out, and they had the Sure Out 2, which was specifically made to get out of trouble. They had an extremely wide sole on those wedges, which are still great clubs, by the way. The MacDaddy CB is pretty similar in that regard. Sand interaction in this case is just, it's, you know, you get that satisfying thump. You aren't digging the leading edge into the sand. It's, you know, very, very smooth, regardless of how much sand is in that bunker. And I don't know about you guys, but this has been just a very unpredictable year as it relates to the lie that you're going to get in a sand trap. I mean, a lot of courses took the rakes out because of COVID. Some of them are, you know, bringing them back as we're learning more about the virus. And it wasn't uncommon for me to walk up to a bunker shot and see a footprint, or see your ball resting in a divot or a crevice, in some instances, a canyon, folks, in a bunker. You need the right tool to get it out. The MacDaddy CB, it just made it effortless. In all honesty, it it probably, if, you know, I just said that, you know, spin was for me the biggest quality in these clubs, you know, the thing that you would, you know, be willing to pay for. If you got trouble in the sand, folks, and that's a big part of your game that really, you know, makes your handicap go up, maybe that's the selling point for you. Take it from me. It's an incredible club to get you out of trouble very quickly. So in a nutshell, you're going to see a lot of different benefits with the MacDaddy CB wedge from Callaway. You're going to see a little bit more forgiveness, of course. I mean, that's really the big name of the game here. You're going to see, you know, more consistency regardless of where you make contact on the face because of the full face design. And that consistency comes in not only distance, but also spin, which is what I really hammered down a few minutes ago. And then, of course, just getting out of trouble. The wider sole combined with the Jaws groove technology, it's going to keep the spin up while getting you up in the air faster, regardless of lie. Those are really the big takeaways, or at least mine were, for the Callaway MacDaddy CB. Just to put a pin in the rest of the features of the wedge, you know, the shafts, as I mentioned earlier, they come stock with some really actually fantastic wedge shafts here from KBS. It's the Hi-Rev 2.0 steel, as well as the Hi-Rev G for graphite. The steel is 105 grams, graphite is 80 grams, of course, a little bit lighter for you. And then they all come stock with some Golf Pride Tour Velvet 360 SG1 grips at 53 grams. And, you know, if you're like me, you like to tinker around not only with shafts, but also with the different types of grips. Put in whatever works for you, folks, and you're really going to enjoy the Callaway MacDaddy CB wedge. All right, folks. Well, I hope you enjoyed just a little bit of a dive here into an exciting new wedge to help everybody short game out, you know, and highly encourage you to go out and try it. Yes, I know that there are a ton of wedges out there from competing brands that look very similar, probably perform similar, but do they come in the same package as the Callaway MacDaddy CB? You know, go out, be brand agnostic. You know, we all have our loyalties, of course. We all like to play certain things, and we all like the way that certain clubs feel. Go out, give it a try. Go out to CallawayGolf.com to learn a little bit more. Folks, we will be back again next week with another show. If there's anything that you'd like to hear us cover, you know how to reach me, at GolfUnfiltered, all over social media, as well as Adam at GolfUnfiltered.com. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for your continued support. Stay safe out there, and we'll be back soon.